morning.
You're busy.
Well, today is Wednesday, and we start the day with a thrilling lesson on colour. Worse than Beatrice. Well, what do you think, Mr. Microphone? Do you prefer Eugenie or Beatrice? I think they're both pretty crumb, but I happen to prefer Beatrice.
Beatrice sounds like characters out of those 1920s BBC historical drama things with a silly hat and a long dress and
those stupid bees.
Yeah. At least it's not pretentious like Eugenie.
And people doing the Charleston.
They can't record video on this thing. It's kind of amusing.
Bertie Wooster keeps getting accidentally engaged to.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Romana.
Good morning, Scarlett. Good
morning.
She says she's sorry it's predictable.
And stereotyped.
But then so is Anne.
It's an icon. What? That is a plautus. Mister, I'm an incredibly boring guy. And I can't read.
No, not yet.
I hate the way you do
essays. Vicky, I haven't had time.
How are you? You got to apply for the spaceship.
What?
Have you applied for the spaceship?
He's probably getting them all in and then sending out all the replies. Just speaking to that.
What is this?
Don't fondle it. Don't fondle it. Talk to it.
What is it?
Just talk.
Hello, Lou. Yes, everyone's been saying it's sweet.
What would you be recorded on it? And you're supposed to say
you're recorded.
I'm not, it's the mom's. Yes, but when the microphone's there, do we really talk in everyday conversations? We say silly things like, hello, Mr. Microphone.
12 days later,
yeah, but you don't, when you don't realise she's recording, isn't it?
Why is Vicky killing you in 12 days?
No, my canoe in 2 days, in 12 days.
What?
She's ordered it, you see. And it was meant to come in 2 weeks.
She got a fix on the canoe exhibition.
Yes, I got a buoyancy aid in the paddle. I got a very good deal on the buoyancy aid. They're £76 new. I paid £35 for mine.
It's new.
It's new, but it's old colours. It's old stock. And so this guy was selling it for £40. Vicky ordered her canoe there, and he was quite a young man. And so.
All right. So he said, "Hi, big boy. How about letting me have it for £35?"
I said, "Are you willing to haggle? I mean, my friend did buy a whole canoe." He sort of, smiled and said, "Oh, okay, I'll let you have it for £35." And I said, "Done." So that was quite good. No, not really.
Let's take it tonight.
Ooh, yes. Data. Who?
Wolf's brother.
That should be interesting. Yes, precisely.
And it's Morse tonight, brand new series.
Oh, at least it's a new series. I hate all the
others. I don't like the repeats, because I can...
You know what? Vaguely remember who did it.
But not quite, and it's really annoying. This is the one where Morse is actually on the station.
What?
Morse is actually on the station. But we still don't find out what his first name is.
No. It begins with E. That's about all we know.
Emile. No, that's not English.
Eric.
Oh.
Alex.
Eric.
Oh, Eric.
A twiddly dum, a twiddly dum. Eric the half a bee.
How does the last verse go? This is my favourite.
Oh, it's something about I loved him
Connolly.
Oh, Sammy Connolly. Cyril Connolly? No! Sammy Connolly. Cyril Connolly.
Yeah, I can't
hear
that.
I can whistle occasionally.
I
loved him Connolly.
We gotta find
her. I still have to forgot to bring a tape in for
irritating rain.
Oh, I've got loads of things that are an irritating rain.
But the just one album one I've ever had that isn't an irritating length is Jam, Snap. It's each side of that tape is 45 minutes long, and you can fit it, apart from about the right at the very end of one song, you can fit the whole album on a C90. Perfect.
You reduce the spaces you put at the end of that song on.
Martin's Kitchen is good, because each side of that is about half an hour.
You don't like it.
Quite a few of them on one side there,
and I
think. We
have
to do
short
not many
players.
So cool. I like the song. I didn't know any of the songs.
Have you heard this tomorrow?
Have
a
nun.
Oh,
no,
a
nun,
a
monk.
I was listening to it, and now I know.
What?
What?
This came from the sixth form. Oh, well, he's probably complete and utter bollocks. I know he was interested in monastic architecture, but what a load of bollocks.
This man has become a monk.
What a load of bollocks.
I wouldn't put it
into that. Well, she's meant to be a real bitch anyway.
Yes, she is.
So. Yes, we can bitch about
a flat cap and his cravat. I think he must be gay. I mean, going into a monastery and not having anything to do with women and wearing a cravat.
Do monastic architecture.
What's that?
Can't say that.
Architecture.
Architecture.
And he's a complete.
She fell for him. She
yes, it's a pity you can't see hand signals on this thing. They're a lot more expressive than words.
Body language.
He's colourblind as well.
Yeah.
Oh, look at these lovely blue flowers.
What kind of are they?
Pink. Red or pink or something. I wasn't there, but
red. Dark pink.
And you thought it was blue.
How many tapes have you finished? Have you done in
this?
That's very good.
How long have you got for them?
Most Resplendent.
I don't know, she's really smart.
Come on, there's some of the really silly ones left now, if you know how to use them.
I don't.
What
I can
about
work
Bodacious?
Out which...
Oh, I forgot. I want to sing like Will Wesley.
What?
I want
to
sing like Will Wesley.
We really need a tape
Riker
to tell Laura.
And Wesley were lovers. Will wanted to give Wes something warm as a special present. An officer's red uniform. He saw a sign for a shuttle race. Officership prize in red. He couldn't find Wes in his room. So to his mother, Riker said, tell Wesley I love him. Tell Wesley I need him. Tell Wesley I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait. He took a shuttle to the asteroid belt. He was the highest ranker there. Klingons roared as they started the race. To the belt they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that star date. But on his uniform, Wes would have to wait. As they pulled Will from the smoking wreck, they heard him say in a terrible state, tell Wesley I like him. Tell Wesley I need him. Tell Wesley not to weep. My love for him is never weak. To be continued.
Hiya, Catherine.
She might not, because he wants some batteries.
Oh gosh, that's what the phone was about today as well. Tapes and batteries, etc. And how I'm going. I might ask about what time. No, I'm going to fill up 20 times.
You are?
Okay. We've only got tomorrow and Friday.
Have you?
Yeah, probably. She said a week. I'm going to ask her about it.
obviously, why not? Written about it, which tends to mean, you know, when you do a written presentation. Thank you so much. Then you have to write.
But it's not written, she said I wanted to be totally. What's this? Huh? What's it doing? What do you mean?
A remodeling.
Who is?
Government.
Why are you taping our conversation?
They've asked me to.
Who has? Say something to them. Does it matter what the language is that you use on this tape? We want to give our school a bad name, would we, by speaking. Should I tell them?
Yes, go on. Give them your name and things. I thought they'd got us Christian names. Plenty of Christian names.
No, we haven't, because she came around to us about the name thing, didn't she?
Yeah,
I think. Can I make a fuzzy noise?
She wants me this.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to use Dawn? Dawn's extracting. Dawn had better go first because she's got to have the extracting agreement to be able to do any of the others.
Right. Okay, then, right. Plant pigments can be extracted from crushed plant material by dissolving
them
in salt. Chlorophyll is a green chlorophyll is a green pigment found in plants, which aids photosynthesis. In an experiment to determine the starch level in a leaf, it is necessary to decolorize the leaf using plant ethanol. Ethanol is an example of a solvent, and a solvent is something which is dissolved in the system. This substance is called the solute.
Wonderful. If you read it, she won't like it because she said don't like it.
You should now have sort of basic idea of what you're going to talk about. I'm going to pick three groups just to give us perhaps a couple of minutes on these points. The first group consists of Emily, Karen, Claire and Debbie. Put when you're investigating which is the best solvent, have the same amount of the plant, the same amount of solvent, and to crush for the same amount of time. Why is that so important? That's right. You have to make sure it's a fair test. So you have to have the same amount of the plant, whether it's grass or a leaf or whatever. You have to have the same amount of solvent. You have to crush for the same amount of time. It may even be that you should have the same person doing the crushing and pressing the mortar, because one person may exert more force than another one. Even better than that, if you have some sort of mechanical device to do the crushing for you, so that you can be sure that it was crushing to the same extent each time. Very important, you must set up a fair experiment. Lovely. Is there anyone who is unsure of any of this? Some of you didn't seem to have perhaps covered these three points. Extracting the pigment, finding out the best solvent, and looking at chromatography, finding out whether substance is made from, in this case, whether a pigment's made from one colour only. Is there anyone who's not done the practical work associated with this? No? Lovely. What do you know about dyes? Claire? Miles? Anything? Nothing?
Well,
what do they do?
Dyes. Found out where they come from and what they do from different types of dyes in the body shops that they use, like fruits.
Right. So you found out where natural dyes come from?
Yeah.
Yeah? Rather than synthetic ones.
Yeah.
Are there different types of dyes? Are they all the same? Yeah.
Yeah, there are different types. More different dyes, which you need a fixing agent.
Right.
Do
you know what the most common mordant is?
Alum.
Alum. Yeah? Well, that's one type. Anyone else? We've got mordant dyes. Anything else? Yes?
We only did dyes briefly.
Right, okay. Which sheets were you given? Yeah? Have you done any experimental work with dyes? Let's just find out. You've started some experimental work with dyes?
Yeah.
Right, what did you do?
She's not going to tell her off if she changes it.
Gave more than his life, he grew that beard. Wesley I love him. Tell Wesley I need him. Tell Wesley I'm not to freak. My love for him is never weak. Tell Wesley I love him. Tell Wesley I need him.
Repeat to fade.
So on.
Can you tell me a story?
Have you ever heard me sort of 60s one hit wonder tell Laura I love her?
No.
Oh, it's lovely. It's really sweet and dinky.
I think I've heard it.
It is. It's about, in order to save up the money for, to get Laura a wedding ring, her boyfriend enters a car race and
Stop
is killed.
And obviously he gets killed.
And the last thing he says is to tell Laura I love her, hence the name of the song.
Yeah.
So ours is a...
Mine?
Riker and Wesley were lovers.
It's basically the words are pretty much the same, you know.
Slightly rearranged.
Identical, but you know the way you tend to do parodies and things, you just change bits.
Except none of it fits to the tune.
But none of it.
Like, no one knows what happened that star day.
So why did Riker die?
Because he was trying to get him a red uniform.
He's trying to get Wesley making
offices.
Oh, great. So he ends the shuttle race. But he crashes in an asteroid belt.
And as they pulled him from the smoke bag,
they heard him say in a terrible state,
tell Wesley I love him.
I read it her birthday.
How many more takes have we got to go?
Oh, she's on number 5. And I think how many did they give her? 20.
Oh my god. I'd love to listen back to
them. The rest of them are really quite funny.
There's a background noise on, listen to them at night.
Which is why people say silly things.
Listen to it at night. You listen now, it sounds so set up for it. But you remember back, and it's just a normal conversation that we had, but when you listen to it over the microphone, it sounds really, really set up. It's just, you know, I mean, you two didn't even know I was taping and we were having a conversation. It sounds
set
up.
What's that you've got dangling from your personal stereo?
Like the one in the canteen yesterday.
I think people's voices sound really off when they're on.
Mine sounds too deep.
I sound like
mine sounds
too deep.
I sound like a lion squeaking. I sound really pathetic. I really don't like my voice.
You're gonna have to really pour this stuff down my throat.
But I better go and get that work for me. If we haven't lost it, I hope we have lost it. Then we're gonna have to move it out.
I can't believe how long this bloody story
is. Oh my god, does it make me ready for today?
Yes!
You know!
No, it can't be
this morning.
Well, I haven't finished my letter.
It's got to be done today, so what's it finished by last week?
Isn't ready.
Put too much onion in these
again.
Oh my
god, right there, when you finish, I think it's Karen, and it's sort of
like which bit of your onion.
Oh yeah, if you can eat the stuff.
I can have it.
I can't stand
onion. I need some between his fingers right now.
Yeah.
Nice, I love the
service
here. Well, too much, I need to recuperate. You guys don't mind if you like, Michelle? Michelle,
you guys don't
mind if you like, you're not
going to
be a bore, love it. I'm not a very fast
drinker.
Oh,
can I have
them
doors on?
God, God,
it
is it?
I know.
Oh,
peanuts. Please may I have a peanut door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Help yourself.
It's such an interesting corner. I mean, overload is boring.
What's interesting about peanuts?
So you have interesting conversations about peanuts?
Yes. See, that's a peanut, and there's another peanut. And what are they going to do?
They're going to make a baby peanut.
Come out of the middle of them.
Yeah.
No, it is.
That was quick. What is the gestation period for peanuts, do you reckon?
I'm not sure. Oh no, not pregnant peanuts.
I watched Bad Teacher Part 3 last night.
Oh, it was on last night.
Quite good actually.
Oh, Becky. Truly, madly, deeply, Sunday.
Yeah,
10 o'clock.
He doesn't
look as nice as he did as a sheriff.
No, I didn't get it bloody
well.
I think he looks...
Yeah, true. He looks just wet.
And the shows were so over the top, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was more like a pantomime character, character you see on the stage in a pantomime. I thought it was really good.
He is now in direct competition with Darth Vader for my all-time favourite villain.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Not
any competition.
Yes.
She fancies
good.
Darth Vader. She
no,
also
I
fancies
don't.
Danger Mouse.
Really?
What person I do not fancy is Luke Skywalker.
Oh, he really annoyed me.
We reckon he's still a virgin.
And he very nearly commits incest with his sister.
And Carrie Fisher is Leia. Oh,
oh it's, the bit I really hate is the more you tighten your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at
the girl in Oscar.
And the bit with Harrison Ford when he gets frozen. Do you remember when Harrison gets frozen? And then the last one. And the last one, that she's chained up to that big fat slug thing, and they're all being pushed over the edge of that big pit.
I love Han Solo.
Oh,
yeah, Han Solo.
Mm.
Yeah. Better than fancying the Wookiee.
What's that big thing? I guess I'm with Han Solo.
The Wookiee.
Wookiee.
Is that the Wookiee?
Yes.
I still love that.
Oh,
it's
so
scary.
It's
hairy.
Star Trek, something they will never die. I mean, not Star Trek.
Star Trek won't tie them, really.
Star Wars.
No, I used to like when I was young. I thought Star Wars was really good when I first saw it. And then oh dear.
Collecting
my brother used to have them. They started pulling their heads off when you got fed up with them.
These are the ones that fall apart, the stormtroopers.
Do you know, on one episode of Star Trek, new Star Trek, they spent $1 million. And you know the one where you have the ship, it's travelling through space?
$1 just for Wesley's character.
What you have, you should have the ship. First you have the ship, it's a plain ship on a white background. Then you have the lights on a black background. Then you have that blue bit in the middle that takes three shots to get that ship moving.
Oh, God.
But it takes, Star Trek, it takes $1 million to build, to make just one episode for Star Trek.
It's a great programme.
Oh dear, what a pity, we'll have to pass this one up.
Yeah, please do, because I'm playing this one. You know me who's got out of all the others.
I
ran away from the ball and
she
had a space play.
Right, we go to our
reader.
Maybe I'm busy.
They're just like, what's the we can't play?